Mark McVeigh. Was in then, and he's still in now, and he's joined us for the next half hour. You're right, Mark?
Yeah, good.
Just to give a quick sort of background on your story for anyone who doesn't know it. People who've gone to Anfield and seen the giant flag in the Kop. That's the picture of yourself and young Owen, your son, who sadly passed away over a very short period of time. Lovely young kid, a zest for life, mad Liverpool fan. And after that quite harrowing moment there, just in terms of losing your son, you've put a lot of good into making sure that something comes out of that. You've launched the Owen McVeigh Foundation. You've got the T-shirts out there, which literally have sold by the bundle. And you're starting something up which a lot of people have become engaged with around the city. How's it been over the past couple of months, Mark?
It's been challenging, but it's been quite rewarding. I've had so much support off the city. So proud of the people that I've got in touch with me and helping me in all different types of ways. And now we're seeing, you know, the end product now, which is helping the children, which we set out to try and do. So some nice stories now and some more stories to come. As long as people keep backing us, which I'm sure they will. And now that we've set up these couple of events on the 29th and the 4th, and we've had people raising tons of money for us in all different types of events, boxing and running on the 10K, and just generally the city getting involved with us. Haven't had to go chasing anybody, they've all come to us, which has been lovely. And we've set up a little group of us within the charity that are quite headstrong and we were together last night at the game, which was nice. And we had a little talk about what we were going to do in the weeks coming up, and a lot of positive stuff.
Have you been surprised in any way about that element of not having to chase anything? That, because you always hear these stories, don't you, about the city coming together and you know, always helping one of our own. But when it actually happens, I just wonder whether you do think, goodness me, which way do I look for this? Where do I turn for support? Who's going to back us?
It's quite overwhelming. You just pick up your phone every morning and there's another story and another story and another story. And can we help with this and can we help with that? We've got to the point that when we set up the event for the 4th, which was going to be our first event, we actually had to set a new one up on the 29th before it, because there was that many people wanted to help and get involved. And we just felt like we needed to really help everyone who'd helped us and support them back. A lot of charities work with each other, which I found I wasn't expecting. I didn't know what I was expecting.
You went into it blind. Obviously, your wife Jo's with us as well. Yeah. She's not talking today, but the pair of you together have sort of worked hard behind the scenes to actually try and decide what it is your charity would do.
Yeah, that's right. I think the first time we come in, even though we knew we wanted to do some good and we wanted to help children, you really have to knuckle it down to what we want to do. And that's quite obvious now. We're a children's cancer charity, which is, and our big thing is to give them children a day to remember. And we're doing that in all forms and different ways now. And the feedback we're getting is great. And I have people who, you know, we sit around together and we decide what we're going to do. And then we go out and do that. And then, you know, we hear the stories coming back in and how the children have felt on the day. And it is really rewarding.
I mean, obviously, Owen's story itself lends to what you want to help with out there.
Yeah.
How do people know at this moment in time that you are there as a sort of a support, as a charity that can offer something to them? Is that one of the biggest hurdles
over? But again, you get support off, you know, which we did right from the start, from Cash for Kids and Eddie Hinks at Chicks. And they put you in the right direction. I think it's more you're after advice at the beginning. And you do make mistakes. You do make mistakes along the way, but always trying to get to that end thing, which was the children, which has been difficult at times for me. I must admit, but I'm really steadfast in the fact that we need to do this. And I said from the offset, and it's still the same now, this was all about Owen and me doing what he would want me to do. And I think that we're following that through. Well, I'm sure we are. And we still get led to certain things by him, which is we still laugh about it and say, you know, people say, well, how will you know the next child's help? And it just comes, and the answers are always there, and then we act on it.
There's been that weird process, hasn't there? We talked about it when you first came in. Things were happening that you thought, well, no one else but Owen could make this happen. Have you had that consistently going on as well since we last saw each other?
Yeah, we have. I even had one yesterday, and I woke up to it, and it was a message from America, and it blew me away. I can't go into much detail about it, but it was just amazing that someone from over the pond was making things happen in this city for children because of Owen's T-shirt. It was a fantastic thing.
Obviously, the club have been brilliant with you. Yeah. Different form of footballers have got involved. Yeah. The word seems to have spread around. And this has all led to sort of help you set up these first couple of charity days. So tell us a little bit more detail about what it is we're doing. We've got two, haven't we, so far?
Yeah. We've got one on the 29th at the Valentine pub in Aintree. It's like an all-day event. So in the morning, it'll be for all children and a fun day. A guy called Kevin Atkinson set that up for us. And then leading on to the night, it's for the adults. He'll have live music and he's got a buffet, etc., etc. And Kevin's give all his time for us to do this. He approached us again, seen the flag, was a lad who goes to the game and just said, I really want to get involved. And he has, and he does a lot for charity around the city. Mm. And it's people like Kevin that keep coming to us. And we've got Colin Fulton doing stuff at the football, and he's got an event on the 21st in Kirby as well. It's just ongoing, and we turn up and offer our support for them supporting us, which leads to for us to be able to organise these what we call life memories.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the 29th. That's the first one, the Valentine. The second one is
the fourth.
Is that more of a charity auction? Or?
Yeah, I think what we really set out to do in the beginning, because we didn't think it was going to go like this. We just wanted something to say thank you to the people who have helped, family and friends, and it just went. It went a little bit crazy. We only had 200 tickets. We had like 2,000 requests.
Really.
So we realised then that we really started to have to work harder to put other events on. And that's where that's led to. And I think there's another one coming out in July as well. More information on that soon. But I think the website goes live today, which is at owenmacfeyfoundation.co.uk. So you get all the information on there. And a couple of guys have put that together for us as well. Just got involved and made it.
Let's have a look. Let's see if it's up or not. Should it be up already?
It should be.
Owen McVay found it. Hang on. Owen McVay Foundation. Let me see if I can get this. Oh, gosh, my typing's bad. Hang on. I'll tell you what, I'll ask you another question while I type it in. So that one on the 4th, you've got various sort of items which you're auctioning off.
Yeah.
There's a great variety, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing is we've done a grand raffle prize, which people have been buying tickets to. And the auctioning off stuff for that was, there's two holidays on it for a start. Well, someone's gave a holiday in La Manga. There's a fitted bedroom suite. There's like Lenovo tablets, there's sport and memorabilia. We've got like Joe Allen's signed shirt and Coutinho signed shirt. We've got some Everton items as well, a full signed Everton shirt. Mm. I mean, the list's endless. Again, if you go onto the Owen McVay Foundation or on the Facebook page that we have.
I've got it. Your website's up.
Yeah.
Looks brilliant.
Yeah. It's a work in progress, but, you know, we're hoping to have some of the life stories on that we've been doing in the last couple of weeks, in the next couple of days, really, because obviously we have to have permission from some of the parents and stuff like that. Mm. We want to get that part of it exactly right. But I can talk about some of that today anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. You just log on to this.
Yeah.
And straight away you see the image.
The image, yeah.
Which is just, it's almost going to look a bit iconic, hasn't it?
It has. I'm amazed how much it's moved people. Even in the game last night, I had people coming over from all over the world wanting to talk about the image. A lot of the times I don't even say who I am, you know, it's more just the fact that they understand what it's about and what we're doing with the money raised, really.
Mm. The image itself, someone comes up and they ask for the origins of it,
yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, that was a lot. And I mean, last night there were six of us together at the game. We all had. I was the only one who didn't have it on. I felt bad.
What are you doing going to the game without your T-shirt on?
Oh, I know. Just shot out the door. I felt bad. I've got it on now anyway.
And the new white ones are out this week. I saw that last week. Hat, scarf and...
Michael. Who can I say has been like... right there from the start and being wonderful for us. And the stuff that Mick does brilliant. He designed all his own stuff. Mm. And the shop opens on match days, as you know, and it's so busy. People really like what he does, but you can see that. But him and his wife, Michelle, have been absolutely fantastic to us right from the word go.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.
Game last night. You continued going to the game. Obviously, it was Owen's love. You and Owen going together. We talked about last time. You see the flag the banner, you see the picture. It must still be lovely to be in there.
Yeah.
And see him depicted
that way, yeah.
On that giant flag.
Yeah. It was only recently that I actually held it myself. About 4 or 5. Well, since United, and then Dortmund, and then Villarreal. So all the big European games that we won.
So the guys who designed the flag said to you, "Would you like to be part of just holding it up pre-match?" Or how does that work?
Pretty madness, really. They've become really good friends. I'm actually travelling over to Switzerland with them next week. And I think I just was drawn to it, and they said, you know, get old. And I was like, okay, and I'm okay with it. I really am okay, because the only thing I feel when I hold it is pride. It's just a lot of pride. And the position you have in the ground is amazing, because you're looking back at the cop, so you see everything, and you know the noise, and I just feel like I'm with him then, you know. So that's a nice feeling, because I wasn't sure whether I'd be able to go back, but I think Owen's dragged me back with this flag. That's the way I feel about it.
What was it like the first time you got the chance to hold it up?
Yeah,
immense pride.
Just pride. Just real pride. And even now, you know, people come down and say hello and they give me prizes at the game. You know, I've got this together for you, and it's just so nice, you know, the way people are. And then we sit there overnight trying to put some list together with what we've got, because it just keeps coming. And as I say, we're just gonna let people have this off this grand raffle. So it's like a thank you, because we've got that much stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're such a lovely family, and actually, you know, I'm friends with you on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the different pictures you put on day by day. What is lovely is you've got this massive catalogue of pictures of Owen, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
And video.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised by how much you've got, because each and every day I see something different. I go, oh, look.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing at that point in
time.
That's
right. It's like a year and a day, or it's that day, a year and a day, 2 years and a day, 3 years and a day. And you know what? I if someone would have said to me, I thought it might have been a bit unusual, but every morning I look forward to wake up and seeing that picture. What's the picture today? You know, and I think this morning was his communion from 2 years ago in the cathedral. And it's nice. You know, you right away you're remembering the memories. And that was the big thing with us regarding doing life memories, because we were fortunate enough as a family, the three of us, to be able to do an awful lot together. From small to big things, but we've done a lot together, and we documented it, and we've got it to look back on, and we're thankful for it. And now we're trying to create life memories for other kids who've got cancer, and that's the whole point of Owen doing it for others.
Yeah, talk about that process of the life memories thing. As you say, I mean, you've got an immense catalogue there, which must be quite comforting, and in many ways sort of helps balance the grief with the celebration of young Owen's life.
Yeah. Well, we can go back, take you back to the first person we ever helped was a little girl called Lucy. And she's such an inspiration to us all. And we've got to know Mum and Dad a little bit now as well. But Lucy was diagnosed with leukaemia, I think it was 2012. And the big thing for us with Lucy was she spends so much time helping other people. She raises money for all sorts of different charities, and especially Chicks in Alderley Hospital. And we just thought, let's do something for Lucy. Let's find out what she'd like. So someone out the charity got in touch with a mum, Lynn, and she gives
us... How old's Lucy?
She's 14. Give us a little bit of background, and we arranged for a professional makeup artist to go out to her house to see to her and her mum, and then we took her to the Echo Arena because she liked Little Mix, and we got them a box up there. And what was nice about it was Lynn shared afterwards with me is that with all this hectic lifestyle, what's going on, she got time to spend with Lucy, just the two of them. And that was the most heartwarming thing that I heard of it. And Lucy, since then, has gone on to raise our charity a lot more money, which is... And you're thinking, this little girl's amazing. And that leads for us to help other children, you know, and she's so heavily involved, and she's such a lovely kid. And I'm so happy that we met her and we're able to help.
How did you and Joe feel when you'd actually been able to give sort of something back for the first
Again,
time?
Again, it's just a sense of pride. It's what I know and what Joanne knows that Owen would want. So it's lovely that we can do it in his name. But, it's just a nice thing to do. But we can't do this without the help of other people in the city, really. Mm. We spoke about this when we were away. I don't think, I'm certain of it, it wouldn't happen in any other city the way people have come together to help us get through our hard times and to help others who are having a hard time at the moment. It is a lovely thing. And it's nice to be involved with these people.
We were talking off air about the fact that there are so many tragic stories.
Yeah.
In our city.
Yeah.
I mean, let alone the country as a whole, but there are so many tragic stories. You don't hear an awful lot of them, do you? And there's many sort of families suffering in different ways. Of course, you know, Jo knows very well sort of working with Alder Hey as she does. There's so many different ones out there that actually would touch a nerve.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you get to the point, you think, well, how do we sort of find the right people to get close to help? You know, you've talked about one lovely example there.
Yeah. Well, we live very close to Alder Hey, and there's a hell of a lot going on there. And you know, we could obviously use Eddie as a support from Chicks. I'm due to speak with Eddie today. So, we got our finger on the pulse there. And we are new, you know, this is new. We didn't set out to say we're going to do this and we're going to do that. As I said off here, we treat it as organic. You know, it comes and we deal with it. At the moment, we're still very, very new and setting things up. But people are helping. And the funds are coming in, and then we just push them out the way to the children and put experiences on. We've got an experience on for a young boy this week. He's going up to Windsor.
What's his name?
Thomas. And he's going to 4x4 off-roading. that's what he wants to do. And then he's going along...
Well, tell us about Thomas, then. What's his story? No, it's okay. So it's just someone who needs
some help.
Needs something a little bit special in his life.
He does. And he's going up to Sound City at the weekend with his sisters. So we're gonna, give him some VIP treatment. Really, again, building them life memories. His mum's been fantastic, and we just wanted to give something back.
Absolutely. Yeah, you've spoke before about how the city is so close at this moment in time. It's such a poignant year as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
For the football club as a whole.
Yeah.
Have you found going along to the game this season and the sort of the camaraderie and the Liverpool family as a whole?
I've seen it completely in a different light. If I'm honest, I was a little bit sceptical about my club and what you hear in the press and what you hear on the street. And I know firsthand, and I've been able to share it with some very, very close friends that we're in good hands. And I'm really, really happy with the way they've treated us and the way that they're helping us to go forward as a charity. And I mean helping, pushing us in the right direction, getting us to speak to the right people, helping us to learn so we don't make them mistakes, and helping us, to give back. And not just Liverpool, Everton have been massive as well. Again, it's the city in general.
It's the people, it's the mindset, isn't it?
Without doubt.
Will the flag be displayed at the Europa League final?
See, this sounds mad, me saying this. We're talking to UEFA. It looks okay.
you're talking to Gianni Infantino, are you?
Yeah. That sounds surreal. We're on the phone to UEFA. And again, I get help with that. These lads that go to the match, they know everything that you need to know. You think, how do we get this flag? Oh, yeah, we'll get you in touch with UEFA.
Is this your mate Kearnsy?
Yeah, not half. And his motley crew, yeah.
How do they know the head of UEFA?
Do you know what? I don't know.
You don't ask.
I don't know. They put me in the right direction to someone who would, and then someone at the club helps us, as usual. Right. So, I spoke to them yesterday. It's looking okay. We just need a couple of certificates, and I'm sure we'll get it there then for next week.
Right. There's no issue, is there, with sort of flags and banners being in that ground? There's nothing...
Not that I'm aware of at the moment, no.
No, I've never been aware of anything of that, but you never know.
It is very difficult to get a flag into...
Is it? Do you have to apply to get a flag into it?
Yeah. I mean, I know what, when we went to Wembley this year, I know that it wasn't allowed. I know we wasn't supposed to do it, and we got special authorisation from the FA, because it was the only flag in there, because they'd done a bit of a... I think it said you'll never walk alone, if I can remember rightly, and then just Owen's flag there on the left. So it was a special occasion, that, seeing that. So I know it's not straightforward as you can just take it. No, we need an official letter to say we're allowed to take it in.
It's such a big flag.
Yeah,
how do you wrap it up? How do you take it out then? Is it going in the car boot or what?
I think, again, Kearnsy's organising it, going over on a coach. We're going by...
On his own coach.
On his coach, yeah. We're going by planes, trains and cars to get to there. So I think we're putting it on a coach so it'll be there and we can collect it when we get there.
It's been a funny time, but at the same time, you've had all this football to sort of guide you through, haven't you? You've had your charity work, the family life.
Yeah.
And you've had the footy there, which is the backbone for you guys. And was Owen's
yes.
As well, yes. Is pure love. The sort of the end of the season, will that be a very strange
experience? You know what? Someone mentioned that to me at the last game. They said, how are you going to deal with that? And, you know, I hadn't even thought about
it. No.
I hadn't even thought about it. I've just been really, really busy. I mean, we're trying to get a bit of normality back to our own lives now. I know Joanne's gone back to work a little bit, and I am going to be going back very, very shortly. And you know, it's a family business, so we miss each other. So, you know, we'll be going back and try to get some normality in it. I've been trying to set the foundations down to the charity so that I can be a little bit more interested in other people to do stuff, and that's coming to the forefront now. As I said, there's six solid members there that do quite a lot. We have a little events manager now, and we have somebody who deals with the children specifically. But these people fall into place. Kenzie's like, he gets the prizes. He's the prize man. He doesn't give you a choice. But we've been doing well on that, you know, and a lot of support.
Never thought you'd be a chief exec, did you?
No.
Top man in the business. Yeah, yeah. You're looking forward to next week, aren't you?
I am,
just,
you know.
Just for the... Get on the football front.
I really, really am. I was only saying to Joe on the way up, I said, like, do you know what? I don't know whether it's wrong for me to say, but I'm just looking forward next week to packing my bag and going and having a couple of days.
Well, it's not wrong, because it's what it's about, isn't it? Yeah. It's what life's about.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's what your son loves. It's what you love as well.
Yeah.
And it's about that camaraderie and getting out there and hopefully... Yeah. Seeing Liverpool do something special again.
Yeah, bringing that home. Yeah.
Is it going to happen?
I hope so. I really do hope so. I feel it, but I hope so.
You feel it?
I feel it this time, yeah.
It's just a shame it's there, isn't it, in such a small stadium. Which I don't know where everyone's going to sort of congregate in the city. It seems to be, there needs to be some sort of direction as where the other 80,000 people go.
Yeah.
You know,
I think they'll be still in Basel, I'm sure. But, I think I heard there's a big screen going up, isn't there? Yeah, in the city.
Somewhere.
All right.
Somewhere.
No one's telling no one.
I don't think we know where yet. Right, OK, just one final plug. The Owen McVeigh Foundation.co.uk. Yeah. If you get on there, there's a shop. You can find the T-shirts. Are they back in stock, are they?
Yep, yeah.
OK, so more T-shirts there. There's loads more information on the dates. Let me just try and get these up. Well, the two dates you've got for the
29th events. Is an all-day event, which is the bank holiday weekend. It's ticketless, so people can just turn up. And I know Kevin's going to be doing a lot of stuff that day. And I think he'll be doing a little bit of a raffle. And we've got some memorabilia to auction off. And Kevin's running with this one. So, we accept the help and we support him.
You got here the first Owen McVeigh football tournament. You didn't tell me about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. We've had a couple since then.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's me.
We've got a special guest to see about that tomorrow as well, so that should be good too.
More special guests.
Yeah.
Right, OK, don't forget to auction off that chance to spar with Sean Masher Dodd.
Yeah.
People's faces are just going to go, what? Are you sure?
Do you think Cairns will fancy it?
No, I don't think anyone will fancy it. I think you need to be over 6'6". Lovely to see you both. Nice. And continuing best wishes and support as well for the Owen McVeigh Foundation charity.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.